We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What's good, everybody? It is our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're heading down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival. And we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcast. Festival for more details.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Damn, the hee-haw again?
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
I'm not trying to be Donkey today no more.
They should be embarrassed by what they already did. I'm not making these people do these things.
Called Donkey of the Day, and it really caught me off guard.
Damn, Charlamagne, who got the Donkey of the Day today?
Well, Jess Hilarious, Donkey of the Day for Tuesday, October 9th goes to Officer Louis Lozano and Officer Eric Mitchell. Should I say former Officer Louis Lozano and former Officer Eric Mitchell? They are former Los Angeles police officers who were fired because they were too busy discussing Pokemon Go while someone was getting robbed. Let's go to ABC 7 for the report, please.
Are you watching a video or are you playing?
I'm watching a video.
Oh, okay. Maybe... You were able to live chat with whoever you're playing a game with online right now. I'm like, dang.
Now at 11, the LAPD releasing some shocking new video showing the moments two LAPD officers ignored a backup call about a robbery and instead played Pokemon Go. This all happened back in 2017 when the exchange was caught on the digital camera inside their squad car. The officers continued to ride around and talk about catching the Pokemon character Snorlax. After a captain reviewed the video, well, they were fired the next year. The officers tried arguing the recording should have been dismissed because they were private conversations. But both the lower court and the appeals court disagreed with that.
Wow.
When are the aliens coming? Not the ones crossing the border, the extraterrestrials. Okay, E.T. and Thanos, them. Can y'all please come back to Earth? The least got to be up, okay? We are so sorry for what we have done to your planet. God, I totally understand why you would never send your only begotten favorite son, Jesus, back here. What would be the point of sending him back to this silly-ass, unserious planet? Somebody out there getting robbed. Okay. Meanwhile, these cops are busy searching for Pokemons in their water. Now, just to play white devil's advocate, other cops did respond to the armed robbery call. So they probably felt like they got it under control. We'll get there when we get there. But I come from an era before mobile games like Pokemon Go, and we used to play games like Cops and Robbers. Y'all didn't play Cops and Robbers as kids?
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Yeah. So now when we play Cops and Robbers, do we not go stop the robbers because we're too busy playing Pokemon Go? And what if there was a lot of Pokemon to be captured at the scene of the armed robbery? These officers might have really missed out. Okay, now the worst part about this is that these officers simply are not living up to the motto of protecting and serving. Okay, instead of being out trying to catch a robber, they was going back and forth about who can catch Bulbasaur and Ivysaur and Venusaur. They was worried about all the SARs but didn't want to be officers of the law and do their damn jobs. Sidebar, I had a friend who would call me Char Izzard all the time, and I was so confused. I never understood why until I started paying attention to this phenomenon called Pokemon Go. What is it?
Charizard.
Charizard. Oh, that's what it was pronounced? Oh, Charizard. They would call me Charizard. Okay, now there's nothing wrong with an officer killing some time playing some mobile games. But when those mobile games stop you from doing your actual job, okay, then you deserve to be fired. Especially when your job is to save folks, all right? You had the opportunity to stop a whole armed robbery, and you literally said, I don't want to be his help. Okay, more and more every day I realize why Alonzo hated Hoyt so bad in training day and why he hazed Hoyt so bad in training day, because these two officers, Louis Lozano and Eric Mitchell, they had no business in the field. They needed to go get a nice poom poom desk job chasing bad checks or something, okay? They clearly not built for the action that comes with being a law enforcement officer, all right? Because they would rather be at the Pokemon Go Fest instead of the police academy. Please give Louis Lozano and Eric Mitchell the sweet sounds of the Hamiltones.
Oh, now you are the donkey of the day. You are the donkey of the day. Yeehaw.
Cold world.
Mm-hmm. Was that the Four Tops?
The Four Tops?
That wasn't a gay reference. The singing group, the Four Tops.
Oh, no, that was the Hamiltones. I didn't know. I was like, it was only two officers. I was like, where did the other two tops come from?
Now,
that's what he said.
Wow. Now, you did mention aliens, and I want to tell people, Ring Camera is offering $1 million to anyone who captures an alien with the doorbell camera.
That's right.
Now, the winner will get $1 million grand prize paid out in 50,000 yearly installments for 2 decades. And Ring is also offering a $500 Amazon gift card for the most creative fake. So if you catch...
See, I don't like that. That's what I don't like.
What?
I like the having $1 million out there to catch the extraterrestrials, but then you're going to offer money for the most creative fake? So now... What if there's a real one on there, but nobody's going to think it's real because they're going to think it's a real creative fake? So now if I'm actually an extraterrestrial, right? Like, say I'm just a little troublemaking extraterrestrial who likes to come down every now and then, kick it, you know, around Halloween, blend in. Now I can just walk by a Ring camera, actually be an alien, then go collect the prize.
I can tell you right now, if I see this pop up in my neighborhood where people are doing all of this for a prize, I'm going to call the LAPD. Not that they would show up and do anything. But this is...
No, they'd be too busy playing Pokemon Go.
Right.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thank you for that donkey of the day. Now, when we come back, we got a special guest joining us, right?
Yes, Dr. Alfie Breland Noble, man. Dr. Alfie Breland Noble, she runs the Acoma Project, and she runs my foundation, the Mental Wealth Alliance, and she'll be here to give us a recap of the 3rd annual Mental Wealth Expo that happened this past Saturday.
All right, and BET, we'll see y'all tomorrow. Everybody else, we're going to kick it up with her when we come back, so don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What's good, everybody? It is our favorite time of the year here at the Black Effect. We're heading down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival. And we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcast festival for more details.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
AT&T connects and ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.